What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
It's been an amazing week. S&P up over 2%. A lot of our stocks doing really great. We haven't highlighted Broadcom enough, frankly. Yields coming in. They've been very good since the Fed meeting, even though there's been obviously some renewed kind of international trade because some of the numbers have been better worldwide. More on that in a second when we get to FedEx. But I want to cut right to Apple because I know a lot of members are asking questions of me about why I still like this company, even though it is a no-growth company. I want to point out two things. I want to point out, first of all, I was very surprised now that I've read the Justice Department suit how frankly, lacking in rigor it is. I'm not saying it's a joke, but I am saying that it does have the appearance of a rush job, and it's very disappointing. But more importantly, if Apple were to come to terms with NVIDIA and talk about B2B, and I know they don't work like this quickly, people would realize this is a product that should have more than 200,000 or whatever they're making. It should be more like 2 million, and the $3,500 price point means nothing to a company like a Siemens or a company like a Ford Motor that should buy it in order to be able to sell cars, in order to be able to build a factory twin. So I think the most important takeaway for me about why you should hold Apple right here is not that I want all these different people get out of it, the people who are owning right now and are worried about justice get out of it, because we won't be talking about justice next week. It doesn't work like that. Is that there are business-to-business applications to the Vision Pro, and if they've got to embrace it, and that would make it so that the narrative would change.
So, you know, the narrative around Vision Pro, perhaps even AI as we start to learn more information about integrating these large language models into new phones potentially later this year. Would these be reasons why to own it versus, say, some other, I'll call them purer plays on AI that may be growing, you know, double digits, if not more this year, versus Apple, which is more perceived as a low single digit grower?
It's such a great question. I said last night in the lightning round, maybe got to go back and look at AMD. I know it's moved substantially, but the market is so big that it's only a matter of time before we see AMD in the personal computer. This would be the AI personal computer, which of course was introduced somehow as the Microsoft computer. That was disappointing. But it also makes me feel, by the way, that Best Buy, big refresh strategy coming out because of AI personal computer. But it is AMD that I think, even though it's moved up a great deal, it does have the right chips. It just needs to have the software that you can do more inference on, the learning software. But I have to look at it, Jeff. I have to go back. Even though I know there's been 70 points that it's moved up, just because when I see what's happened with Broadcom, and obviously we see what happens to NVIDIA, AMD is too important in this food chain to be able to be ignored.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
The spirit of performance defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. with a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura's been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.